And now, two pigeons bemoaning the fact you can stream DirecTV satellite-free.
DirecTV gives you access to apps like Netflix and live sports right next to each other.
I don't get it.
Let me put it in pigeon terms. It's like that one amazing dumpster with the old fruits and cardboard all in one place.
How am I supposed to keep up with illustrative metaphors when you are making me so hungry?
Get live TV and streaming apps together without a satellite. Visit DirecTV.com. Requires high-speed internet-connected Gemini device and separate paid subscription to watch Netflix on DirecTV. Terms and restrictions apply.
They've never heard what's about to happen. Paige and I completely agree on this
one. Oh, God. It's just because you guys don't know anything. That's all.
Oh, that's why?
Hello there, and welcome to the latest episode of What Did I Miss? Joined by Gabe, joining us from over the pond, across the pond, overseas in England, and Paige from a recording studio somewhere in New York City. Look at you guys. What a great time to see you both.
It's been a while since we've all been together. I feel good about this.
Yes.
I feel really good about it, too. We're just going to get this first story out of the way because, quite frankly, I think we're all becoming weary and tired of it. Kevin Durant.
Oh, God.
Still a Brooklyn Net, obvious. But now we've got another team that's thrown their hat into the ring because it's already been Boston, Toronto. I know he wants to go to Miami. I don't think that's a chance. But now the Memphis Grizzlies. That's easy for me to say. They have thrown themselves into the mix. They have 5 first-round draft picks, which is, I guess, at the end of the day, what Brooklyn's now hoping for the most. And then Ja Morant and Kevin Durant. Ooh, that's going to be hard to say, I think, after a while. How do we feel about this possibility?
I think Ja Morant probably hates it.
You think?
Yeah.
Because he wants to be the man?
He's like the next guy.
Yeah, I could see that. But, the thing is, Kevin Durant's younger than I sometimes think we realize. Like, he could play. I mean, he's not going to play as long as LeBron. There's no way. But maybe what if he just goes there for, 2 years? Enough to put Memphis, really in a even better situation and then leaves and then they can go. I mean, look, they're not in a bad spot now. It could be interesting.
You think he doesn't want that, Gabe, because then the narrative becomes, if they do anything big, that he couldn't do it without KD?
Kind of. I don't mean to jump ahead. I'm sure this is coming up in today's rundown. I think for the same reason that allegedly John Gruden didn't want Tom Brady, which is, this is my scene, dude. If you come in, it's all about you, then I don't get the credit. I don't like it.
Little did he know, he was a couple emails away from good night.
Which wishes he'd just gone along
with it. By the way, I know. I actually want to get to that story. So yeah, Kevin Durant, any thumbs up for going to Memphis? I actually would, to put it this way, I'd rather see him in Memphis than in Boston. Personally, I think it'd be more fun to watch. But
I'm so tired of Kevin Durant. I feel like we're approaching the Kevin Durant is dating Pete Davidson. Where are we? This is just ridiculous.
I'm back in
if that
happens.
Yeah, me too.
Does he even do cap raises? Yeah, if he dates Pete Davidson, then he's back on the good list. And we will be fine. But I want to get to Tom Brady because, wow, there's so much drama surrounding Thomas Bartholomew Brady. It's all the time. All the time. Last week was obviously the rumblings of he's been gone doing The Masked Singer, which is the greatest thing I've ever read in my entire life.
Obsessed.
But now, and we also had Gronkowski go on live television with his buddy Dana White, put Dana on the spot, which then prompted a story about how Dana brokered a deal that was having Tom Brady and Rob Gronkowski both going to Las Vegas to play for the Raiders, so far into the deal, in fact, that Tom Brady was looking at houses, which, by the way, you can buy 8 mansions in Las Vegas for $57,000. So I can't even imagine what he was looking at. All of that was in place, ready to go. And allegedly, John Gruden is the one that squashed it, which makes no sense to me, but you made a good point. Doesn't he want to win, though? You don't think John Gruden was I just want to win. It'd be so cool to have those two here.
I think if you're John Gruden in the peak of his powers, which was the case back then, you believe that you are the quarterback whisperer. You make the quarterback. So I don't think you need Tom Brady.
It's arrogant.
But I don't, I mean, this story, it starts from a very faulty premise. This is Dana White's recollection of what he believes in his mind he brokered. But
yeah,
were there front office people involved in this supposed deal? Like, what?
Yeah, and why?
We also now know Tom Brady has lots of conversations with people about maybe playing for their team. So, like,
As he should. Look, you want to hear all the offers. It's probably nice to be wanted by basically everybody except for John Gruden. Yeah, it makes no sense in the, because I don't know. I just feel like what coach in their right mind turns down the opportunity to have Tom Brady and Rob Gronkowski, even if it's for like a season or two? Who turns that down? Like, that's silly to me. And now you've got Raiders fans that are walking around today like, hold on. Are you telling me we could have had both those dudes here and then they go on and win a Super Bowl and that could have been us? Like, there are a lot. I mean, it's so on brand for Rob Gronkowski to be the thing that broke this up because or to have broken the story. A, because it was such an awkward moment putting Dana on the spot on live television. That was, you could feel it. You could even feel it if you just listen to the audio. And then it's like he's just sitting up there with his brother. I guess it's his brothers and stuff. I don't even know what the heck that was. Perfectly on brand. Tom Brady was still AWOL. Today's his first day, or Monday, I guess, is his first day back in the building, whatever. Yeah. So what does he get asked first about? Raiders? Masked Singer.
Masked Singer. Fingers crossed. Fingers crossed.
Masked Singer. You work for Fox, kind of. I can say it. It's not a good show. It's just not. Okay. I don't like it. It really got me angry when they had Rudy Giuliani on it last season, and those two broads acted like it was a big moment when in reality they should have walked off like Ken Jeong. But that's neither here nor there. So for me, it would be very awkward to have Tom Brady on The Masked Singer. But can he sing? Is he even fun like that? I don't know. There's a part of me now that wants this to be the truth more than I thought I would be capable of it. I'm gonna watch, but I'm gonna find out.
I'm obsessed with it. Everything
do you like this story?
It's insane. Yes,
it's insane.
It's just, but it's like,
but where else
believable.
Was he? Yeah, because where else was he?
It's like he retired, committed, then unretired, but had to keep the commitment. It's genius.
And if it's a vacation, what? You can't pay the change fee in your flight? I think
yeah,
you can.
That's. I will say, if it is The Masked Singer, which again, fingers crossed.
Where did this come from?
Reddit, I think. I think them saying personal reasons was a strange choice of words.
Because now you've painted him in a corner. And if that is it. I don't know, Gabe. What do you want it to be? You're his biggest fan.
I can't even believe that you two are dancing around this. And you believe that it's more plausible that he's going on The Masked Singer. Because, and she seems lovely, but somebody who I think does like fantasy football commentary put the pieces together, and it was a great theory, and I love it, and I'm here for the theory.
Yes.
But we think that's more plausible than the scenario where maybe he wasn't really in the position to say no to this vacation.
How?
There's nothing Tom Brady seems to like more than football.
Okay.
He likes being with the guys. This is his chance to like coach up some new people. By the way, his offensive line is like crumbling in front of him.
Definitely.
Right.
He'd obviously like to be there working with the offensive line. Even if he's Tom Brady and doesn't need practice.
But he can't. He has to do karaoke.
In a weird costume.
It's not what it is.
You think that it's more plausible that Tom Brady, of unlimited funds and has months off every year and just came off of months off, had a vacation that he couldn't get out of? What vacation, pray tell, can you not get out of? You're already married, so you didn't miss your wedding day. Allegedly has nothing to do with anybody's health. So... Well, it can't. There is no other plausible reason other than The Masked Singer.
He has to dress up as a squirrel and sing.
Whatever. Like, Shook Me All Night Long by Tom Brady, dressed as an octopus. How does this not make sense to you,
Dave? Makes sense. You're right. I wasn't visualizing it correctly, but when you painted the picture, that's obviously what this is.
Well, because it was like, okay, what things exist in a human's life that would be open-ended, right? Because that was the thing. It was like a court, like a trial of some sort. You just never know. But we would have found that out. And the only other thing is The Masked Singer that is open-ended.
Fame, family, football, Masked Singer.
Masked Singer.
America.
Fox. It's Fox, right?
Oh, yeah.
Synergy.
Faith, family, football, Fox, paren, Masked Singer.
I don't know. I think there's going to be a simpler explanation one day. And I think to your initial question, Beetle, what will be asked first? I think that the media in Tampa is going to be very reluctant to ask a lot of questions about this because I think it's been made very clear that we don't really want to get into this.
Which part? Raiders or Masinger?
Oh, they're going to love asking about the Raiders because I don't think they want to ask about where Tom was.
Oh, wow.
Don't you get that feeling?
But you don't think Tampa fans want to know more than anybody else?
I don't think they care. I think they're willing to overlook their Golden Boy.
I mean, I feel like we're burying the question here because I found myself all last week as I'm listening to the various heads speaking on the subject. Like, some were outraged. How dare he shit on football by not being there? Others were like, yeah, he's earned the right to do whatever the hell he wants. Mm-hmm. Da, da, da. And I realized I don't actually have an opinion on the simple fact that he's missed 11 days of practice or, you know, training camp. Like, I realized I didn't actually care. If anybody has earned that right, it is Tom Brady. He's still got 20 days left before their first game. I don't doubt that he'll be perfectly fine and ready to go and all that. But it was kind of crazy to hear how outraged some people got, like, at the idea that he missed stuff. And I just thought, you got to earn that right at some point, no? I just don't think there's an actual excuse that would make sense. I think it's fine that he missed. I don't care. But just say, hey, I'm Tom fucking Brady. If I don't want to show up for 11 days, I'm not going to show up for 11 days. And I'll still be better than 90% of the people out there. So whatever. But it was like, oh, it's just besmirched the legacy of the game. I'm like, oh, my God, you have rapists and women beaters running around and stuff. Like, I wouldn't worry about Tom Brady going to the Bahamas with David Beckham or whatever it is he's doing right now, which is probably what it is.
Why are we dancing around this? It's something very much like that. But I bet it's not Beckham.
Well, they've been together to that one because there's like somebody said it was a Bahamian island. And then there's that one that starts with a vowel that's like very exclusive where only rich and famous people go. Exuma or something.
Oh, yeah.
Like that's
with
a very. Yeah. Like fancy. And they've been there together before.
You don't think there'd be photos?
I don't know. How are there no photos anyways? For 11 days, one of the most recognizable faces. And if he's with his wife, two of the most recognizable faces. There's not a picture anywhere, not a private airport, not somebody that was handling something on the tarmac and was like, oh, my God, it's Tom Brady. Nothing. Come on.
Maybe he was getting some cosmetic surgery.
That's the only other thing it could be.
New theory.
Hair transplant stuff.
What has a short recovery time?
No, his hair's pretty good, isn't it?
I think he has good hair. Yeah, he's always had some lettuce.
Unless it is transplants and he had to get them
redone.
But those
cheekbones are looking pretty chiseled.
I don't know, but this has been hilarious to watch unfold. I love everything about it. I thought of you, Gabe, the whole time. I really did.
Thank you.
Yeah.
Yeah. There's a big obvious story out there in the news that I wonder if he could be connected to. If we're just wildly speculating, maybe he's been subpoenaed or maybe he has to tell people what he knows about something. Who knows, right? Look, I'm kidding. This is
That's
so stupid. Why are we surprised? Okay, look. the rules are different for Tom Brady than for everyone else.
And they've
you know
been
who
since
knows
day
that?
One.
Tom Brady.
I say you.
Yeah, me. Yeah, I know it. I know it all too well. Okay. As a Jets fan, we've experienced how he doesn't have to necessarily play by the same rules as we do. His teammates know this. The people who cover him in Tampa know this. Whatever he was off doing, it was taking advantage of the fact that it's a different standard. And we will all in the media apologize for it or move on to the next thing on his behalf instead of holding him to the kind of level of scrutiny that we would every other athlete on earth.
Can you imagine any other person whose name is in this rundown
doing this and us not spending the time really trying to figure out what was happening?
I mean, I do agree with the sense that this will get glossed over much more quickly than anybody else's would. But I think somebody will push the topic because somebody's going to want an answer. Of something.
He'll give us like some tongue-in-cheek thing. I wish that it was more like Rodman in the 90s and he just like went to Vegas.
Me too.
And just told us that.
I would love, although 11 days in Vegas could kill a man. Like that would be an awful idea.
Too much.
But yeah, I do too. I want it to be, I just feel like whatever it was isn't going to be as fun as the things that have been speculated so far. That has been the fun part about any of this. Just the mere fact that people actually think Tom Brady is going to be on The Masked Singer. Has made all of this worthwhile. And I thank Reddit for that. The Reddit. Is it the Reddit?
Will you watch if he is on?
Absolutely.
I guess we won't know. Oh my gosh.
That's why I'm saying it's brilliant. There is an intern somewhere in the bowels of the building where the Masked Singer is taped who leaked this on Reddit and should now be given 19 raises and made head of the network, because everyone's going to watch that show just on the 1% chance that maybe Tom Brady, and that the show's built that you have to watch every time because he could still be one of those weird things, those costumes.
Wow.
So it's actually, it's brilliant PR. Like, they should fire their PR and hire whoever just leaked this on Reddit. And then boom, done. Because this is the biggest amount of advertising a show could possibly ask for free. Like,
you know what I predict? Here's what I think is going to happen. Yeah. About 10 years from now.
Oh, God.
Dana White's going to go on some podcast with Rob Gronkowski.
Yes.
And the question's going to come up. And by then, no one's going to care about the answer anymore. And we're going to find out the truth. Because people like those guys are going to just know it. They know what's going on. Whatever it is, they know what's going on, and just they're not going to get asked. So we're just.
You think Rob Gronkowski knows? Because I don't think he can know in real time. I can't trust him to keep a secret, though. I tell him after I get back.
I would trust Gronkowski with my secrets.
You would?
Yeah.
Foolish.
Gronk's a dude, man. I would totally trust Gronk.
Yeah, that's why I wouldn't trust him with my secrets. It's not that I think he's like malicious in revealing secrets. I think he just doesn't know any better sometimes. And says it out loud, then is like, whoops, was I not supposed to say that out loud? That's what I think would happen. I think he gets told when Tom gets, like, he got told today or last night with a text. That's when Rob Gronkowski, I can't say his name. So yeah, so that's our Kevin Durant, Tom Brady, monopolizers of all sports, media, news, breaking news. That's everything right now.
Slow time.
Yeah, it's really, but it is.
Yeah.
And then concerts. Really the story of the weekend was concerts. We are concert goers, right?
Concert girlies.
Like, Gabe, you went to this one?
Oh, yeah. We set up a little game here. Don't spoil it all, Beetle.
That's why I didn't say the words out loud.
This is true. What's in the rundown?
Yeah, that's a pretty good showing for the three of us, I think.
I'm proud.
Paige's is the worst, but I think...
Well,
I mean, Gabe's is
remember,
pretty good.
The people listening to the show right now are not looking at the rundown that you are talking
about. Well, how am
about?
I supposed to build it? How am I supposed to do it?
It's right there.
Just maybe
read
just
it off
say just, what we're reading.
Go.
You want me to read
San Diego.
The letters with the recent concerts? FMK? You want me to read that? Tell you what that
you
is.
You don't know what that stands for?
No, I know what it is, but this, I'm going to read it exactly like it's on my page. Okay, podcast listeners, are you ready for some fucking magic? Fuck, marry, kill. Recent concerts. Joan Jett, Poison, Motley Crue, Def Leppard at the Alamo Dome. I also like to point out the misspellings in both Def Leppard and Motley Crue are embarrassing. And shout out for making Joan Jett the headliner. Zac Brown Band at Citi Field and Coldplay at Wembley.
What's your answer, Pete?
Yeah, well, now I bet the audience is really friggin' hanging on wanting to play this game since you sold it so well. They're probably fucking pumped.
I told
Can't
you
wait
not
to
let
hear
me
some
do
witty
it.
Banter about
I
this.
Woo, I told you not to let me do that part. Well, let me ask you this. Would anybody trade with anybody else on this concert list?
Can I just clarify? No. So each of us went to see a concert this weekend. It should be noted also that Jerome went and saw Harry Styles in Toronto.
That's right.
He's always in Toronto. So your choices for a F, marry, kill here are, this crazy 80s unbelievable lineup of Poison, Motley Crue, Def
Leppard,
and Joan
started at 4:30 in the afternoon, dude.
Hell yeah.
Started.
So you're seeing that lineup, all of them, in Texas. You're seeing Zac Brown at Citi Field, or you're seeing Coldplay at Wembley.
I mean, Wembley's pretty good.
So you can F one of them. That's a one-time only and bit of pleasure. You can marry him, which means you're seeing them all the time, for better and for worse. Mm-hmm. Or you're killing them off. They're gone.
That's easy.
Hard choice.
No, easy.
I think it's pretty easy.
Yeah, it's pretty easy.
Go ahead. Say your piece.
You go first.
Fuck Coldplay at Wembley. I can see him once. I'll be fine. I'm obviously going to marry all my 80s lovers. And I'm going to kill dead Zac Brown. All of them. Chicken
kill
fried
dead.
And all that shit.
So it's so obvious, but you don't agree.
Okay, why? What is yours? Paige doesn't even know who the 80s
are. I think I'm reversing what you just said.
Exactly.
So... yeah, fuck Coldplay at Wembley, marry Zac Brown and kill at the 80s,
oh,
sorry.
God.
I don't care about
that. You mean you're going to listen to that shit every day for the rest of your life?
Good yes. God
almighty. Good luck to you.
That show was incredible. Incredible.
Gabe?
We have a show first. People who listen to this show regularly.
Oh, no.
Who are really the only people who sat through your awful setup of this game, Beetle.
Told you. I told
They've
you.
Never heard what's about to happen. Paige and I completely agree on this
one. Oh, God. It's just because you guys don't know anything. That's
oh,
all.
Oh, that's why?
You think Zach Brown Band with some banjos and some bullshit is going to be better to listen to for the rest of your life than, well, let's just say this. Def Leppard at one point was the highest grossing touring band in the world. Motley Crue is like the epitome of debauchery. Poison's just good old fashioned fun. And then Joan Jett's just a badass that's still badassing. You're telling me you'd rather that kill those and listen to whatever the Zach Brown Band does. I've heard one song and I know they have beards. That's all I got.
Like,
I don't want to look at beards for the rest of my life.
I'm not going to enjoy the killing off of some legends of the 80s. I don't want to do that.
I won't allow it. I won't allow it. I will not allow it.
Well, that's the nature of the game. And so I can live without it. Now, there's an argument for effing them. That would be fun.
Well, everybody, a lot of people have.
A lot of people sure have.
Really?
It seemed like
I thought about it
time.
The whole time.
I think.
Yeah. I mean, at one point, it was like, wow, they've really had a lot of sex. Like, every time I look up on the stage, I'd be like, so many sexes. So many sexes. Yeah. At one point, Nikki Sixx threw something into the crowd to a young lady and said, yeah, it's the same towel I gave your mom back in 1986.
Hell yeah.
And I was like, you know what? He's not even lying. That's probably true. And that's why I love funny. The 80s.
Now, you shot some video, Beetle, at this
yes,
concert.
I did.
And
yes,
Tommy Lee was holding court.
Yes.
Care to relay any of what you saw?
Well, they just had it. Look, I'll say this. Everyone sounded great except for Vince Neil. Vince Neil was doing his own show, I think, different from what everybody else was doing. He also was the one that probably looked a little worse for wear compared to everyone else. But everyone else in Motley Crue crushed. Like, it really is all about Tommy Lee and Nikki Sixx anyways. Like, Vince Neil was never the personality. But yeah, Tommy Lee at one point gets up from behind the drums and comes to the front and just, I don't know, waxes poetic about the 2-week period he just had off. And he went on a bender. And if you guys follow him on Instagram, as I do, you saw his ween, which he posted a picture of for some random reason, sitting on a toilet. And he hadn't done stuff like that in a while, but he was on fire at this. Every time he put a mic in his hand, he actually had the entire crowd, myself included, yelling at this man in a pink shirt to show his ween because he's like, I like boobs, but now it's about, let's turn things around. Everybody show us your peens.
Yeah.
He never said peens, but it just sounds better. And like this pink guy was like, show it. And he was just like, I can't. And it was just so awkward. And the guy was 2 rows in front of me. So I was like, you could hear me on the video I took telling him to show us his teeth. I believe I got a USA chant going by myself. Oh, I don't even know what it had to do with. But it was a very bizarro world crowd. But it's every song that everybody knows all the songs. Even if you don't think you do, you do. So it's just fun. It's just good old-fashioned fun.
How many songs does, or how much time does each band get?
So Joan Jett and Poison probably played, like, I'd say 45 minutes each, maybe 50 minutes. And then okay. Def Leppard and Motley Crue both played about an hour and 15 or 20 each. So yeah, we were there at 4:30
wow.
And it ended probably at about 11-ish.
That's
a lot of time on one's feet.
That's like a festival.
Yep. I saw a couple big old boobies. People were showing boobies at the end. I was like, yeah.
Wow.
I needed to see a lot
but
of
no
that,
peens.
Obviously. No okay. peens. No. Which is a bummer, but you know, next
guess.
Time. Hi, Dad.
That feels like a little more time from each of them than would be needed. That's pushing the boundaries of what songs
no.
I need.
Poison could have played longer. Def Leppard could have played longer. Less Motley Crue probably would have been fine. But Motley Crue was the headliner. Like, they finished, which
Did Tommy get in the thing that turns him around playing upside
no,
down?
No, but they did have a very elaborate setup, especially considering that it's 4 bands on this tour. So they, yeah. And maybe that was what they did that was smart, is they had that set up. And so they usually go last. But they say that they alternate Def Leppard and Motley Crue from night to night. But it was just the juxtaposition in the two bands. It's like Def Leppard comes out. Everyone's very classy now. They're older. They're still kick-ass at their instruments and all that stuff. And then Motley Crue comes out and they've got 3 chicks in like bras who are backup singers and like just a different vibe. There was a cringe moment when Vince Neil made some sort of like old man creepy comment about the girls. And I was like, please don't do that again. Just don't do it. This isn't 1989. Like, you can't, it doesn't work anymore. Especially when you look like those chicks from that reality show on TLC, Stacey and Darcy or whatever the names are. He looks like them now. So it was a lot. He was rough, but everyone else was great. Everyone. I can't wait to go again. By the way, 3 years in the making. I've had tickets to that show. I had the ones in LA for 2.5 years. Like, we've all been waiting for the show. It got postponed twice. Big time. What's the crowd like at Coldplay, by the way? They sing every song?
Yeah, most of it. What's so weird is, like, because I'm old. So it turns out that, like, the songs that I thought were, like, Coldplay hits are not the songs that they're playing. Like
Clocks?
Right. Like, I mean, they get to some of that stuff. But, like, the songs that absolutely crush the place are the ones they've done in the last few years that are, like, these big collaborations, right? So there's the one with the Chainsmokers and the one with the, I'm going to forget his name, but massive, massive Korean pop star. That's something, it just came out. It's a huge hit. Whatever. Point
what?
Is.
I looked this up. Okay, go on.
Like, the biggest music star in the whole world did a song with Coldplay. Yes.
Well, I don't know who it is.
So
BTS?
What I took away from it were a couple things. One, Wembley for a concert where, like, I mean, that's their home, right? Like, they're British.
Yeah.
So Wembley for a concert where everyone cares is incredible. I've never seen anything like that. Just loud and chanting the whole time. And British people, you know, do cooler chants than American people do.
It's in their
heckling,
blood.
But don't
they do, like, songs?
Yeah, they have, like, chants
they're
for
like
everything.
They're, like, sing-songy, right?
And it is BTS, by the way, but I don't know the song.
You don't know what BTS is, Gabe?
Yeah, it's a pop group. It's not one
It's
guy.
Like a boy band.
Yeah, it's right, the biggest band in the world.
Icons, okay. Legends, well, stars.
I came pretty close, guys.
But I didn't even know they did a collab.
What prevented you from knowing what I was talking about?
Well, because you said Korean guy, and I'm like, well, I only know BTS, but...
That's right.
Okay, so wait, real quick. Did they do multiple shows, or is this a one stop?
I think they did like four nights. Ours had to be rescheduled because they had a transit strike, and they just like respected that. And
that's crazy.
You know, as a society, that their workers maybe could use a break. Wow. So yeah, so nice. they moved our show from Friday to Sunday. It was still sold out. It was incredible. I mean, and what I figured out, Zach Martin might. Here's the debatable point. I think he might be
Chris Martin.
Zach Martin?
Zach. From that shitty band that Paige went to.
No, that's Zach Brown. Zach Martin, I believe, is an offensive dog.
Exactly. I know. I was like, Zach Martin's not a part of the show, I don't think.
Good football callback. Sports show.
Might be the biggest living rock star in the highest peak of his powers right now we have on planet Earth.
No.
With Coldplay? I think it might be
true. No, Chris Martin.
Bigger than like...
He might be the best living rock star going.
Are you basing it on like he's had hits within the last like year or two? Like that's
no,
what
I'm saying
them?
His powers are at their absolute apex. Peak power. This dude owned 90,000 people. He could have done anything. And
you don't think Bono
city.
Could do that right now?
No.
Harry Styles.
So Harry would be in the debate. And Mick Jagger is still in the debate.
Right.
Bruce is still in the debate.
So is Joe Elliott.
Is Joe Elliott the head singer, lead singer from Def Leppard?
Head singer.
Yeah, he's the head singer of Def Leppard.
He's not in the debate. I'm sorry.
Yes, he is in the debate. You haven't been to a Def Leppard concert. You don't even know
he's
what it's
irrelevant.
Like. Oh, to a 12-year-old, perhaps, who's going to a Chicken Fried. Did they just play Chicken Fried 20 times and then call it a show?
That's it.
Mm-hmm. Like then they're like, I hope you like the show.
Hold on, ding, 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 I didn't ding, mention ding, this. Ding. I've been keeping this in my back pocket. They for the whole third act, they had Robert Randolph and the Family Band join them.
Fine, and I consider Robert a friend, and I'm still throwing that show away. Sorry, Robert, I love you to death, but
okay.
Well,
I killed him.
I actually predicted that exactly that sentiment was going to come up. I said to Paige, I was like, I don't know how she feels about Zach Brown. This will be interesting. But something, even though I don't know who Robert Randolph is, something tells me Beatles like personal friends with him.
Yeah, I know that guy.
He was unbelievable.
I met him through Jewel, another musical. Great.
What the fuck?
But guess what? I'll tell him to his face. If you say I got to go see him play or I got to go see Def Leppard play, there's not even a chance that I even think about going to see Robert play.
You
there's
didn't just say you aren't going to see him play. You killed him.
I'm going to kill him. All right? I'm going to tell him that to his face.
I can't believe you.
But they are, I will say that I have seen him because he used to open up for Dave Matthews, and they are fun and great to watch. But it's just, you're giving me these choices, guys. I'm sure there's a world in which I wouldn't kill the Zac Brown Band and Company, but this was not that. And I would love to see Coldplay live. It's definitely on my list.
We all agreed we were effing Coldplay, which is the right choice.
We all did.
You don't need to do it again. I don't know how it could ever be better than what I saw.
That's what, see, that's a good show. Yeah, all right. Well, let's make it happen. Let's figure out where they're going to be next. That's ginorms. SoFi or something. Go there. I'll fly there for that. Fine, we're taking a break. When we come back, a lot of other stuff happened. That's a tease.
Looking for an assist with your credit card but can't get a hold of anyone? Luckily, with 24/7 US-based live customer service from Discover, everyone has the option to talk to a real person anytime, day or night. Yep, you heard that right. You can talk to a real human in customer service anytime. Sounds like a real game changer if you ask us. Make the right call and get the service you deserve with Discover. Limitations apply. See terms at discover.com/creditcard.
This episode is brought to you by Michelob Ultra, the official beer sponsor of the NBA. Want to get closer to the game than ever before? Michelob Ultra Courtside is giving fans the chance to win exclusive NBA prizes and experiences like official gear, courtside seats to an NBA game, and more. Head over to MichelobUltra.com/courtside to learn more.
While we were at concerts, the world kept spinning and things kept happening. Believe it or not. So, let's get right into it. What else did we miss?
Well, did you want to go first, Gabe?
I missed this, so I think you need to go first.
Oh, good. Okay.
Okay. So, this actually, I think, was last week, so we double missed it. But
perfect.
The NFL is reportedly adding a game scheduled for Black Friday starting in 2023 or possibly 2024. They might push it. And the first thing that came to my mind, you know, typically Friday, Black Friday is reserved for college football games. But on a day of mass American consumerism, we're expected to watch even more football. Is nothing sacred, Beetle? Is nothing? Is any day of the week safe from the NFL?
No, they will not be happy until it's complete and total world domination, like 7 days a week, 365. But I'll say this, Black Friday depresses me. Honestly, as an idea, as an executed plan, like it's just such a sad, sad day. And it shows people in some of their worst moments for like a television set. So if this means we get like fewer bodies waiting in line outside of a Walmart at 2 a.m. or actually, no, now they just open at midnight, I guess. If we get fewer of that, then I say this is good. I say move forward. I'm okay.
I'm for more NFL football, more days of every week of the year. Whatever we can do to stretch it out, I'm for it.
See,
player safety be damned.
Yeah. Oh, shoot. You don't think they actually care about that, right?
I mean, I care about them.
The NFL doesn't.
Yeah, no, they don't. And also, why would Gabe? He's not related to anybody, right? That I know of.
Not that I know of.
At the end of the day, do you really care? Yeah, do you care, or do you just say you care? Because if you say you don't care, you're an asshole. But do you really care?
Well, I think you summed it up pretty well.
No need to expand.
All right, a lot of truths going out today. I like this.
All right, here's an interesting one. So there's a video going around on the Twitters of a fan brought a, I don't know how he got it onto the green. Maybe Paige can fill in the details here. But a fan brought a remote-controlled golf ball and like a little prank ball and got it onto the green where Rory McIlroy was trying to putt. And he kept sort of steering the ball away. So it was zigzagging around the green and getting away from Rory as he tried to pick it up. And it was, you know, it's pretty annoying if you're there competing, trying to win something. And so eventually Rory got his hands on it, took it and threw it into a lake. And it was awesome. And I just wanted to know, Beetle, if this makes you feel even better about Rory McIlroy, who's had a rough several weeks this summer. He almost won a championship, then he lost to a guy with a mullet. But he got a little bit of comeuppance here. Do you feel good about it?
I mean, I feel good about it because that was really the only option for him was to throw that into a body of water. But what really confused me is that the guy, whoever he is, was yelling, "That's my dream," or "This is my dream." Like, what is the dream?
I think he was saying, like, to hole a ball in a tournament? I don't know.
Did he build the remote control ball? Like, is that his invention?
Not that you can just get them.
Oh, so it's not even like, that's I like made this and my goal was to get it on.
That was my interpretation, was he saying, like, it's my dream to make this happen.
But that's like saying, like, it's my dream to get to the top of Everest, and then I'm like, I take a helicopter.
Put a drone
up there. Yeah.
Like, yeah.
Like, it's not how it's meant to be.
You didn't actually hole any, like, you wouldn't have mattered if you did.
Clearly, this guy's not that bright anyway. But I liked what Rory said, which is, I don't exactly know what he was dreaming about, but his ball is gone.
Yeah. But, oh, well. Yeah, this is my dream. This is my dream. It's the rantings of a lunatic, I say. And nobody ever found this guy. I'm assuming he got kicked out. But when no one asked him, like, what was the dream exactly?
I don't know. I think he got kicked out. But
yeah, I would like
need
to know.
To calm down.
Yeah,
hey,
right?
Paige, you know what meme this makes me think of?
No.
I'm sorry to this man.
Oh.
Two Paige and Gabe moments in the show.
Proud of you.
Sorry to this
what
man.
What a time.
You love that face. Okay. Wow, that guy needs better dreams. Okay.
Yeah.
Next.
No segue here. So remember Sister Jean of March Madness fame?
Yes. Made it all about
Chicago.
Her. Of course I remember her.
Hell yeah.
Look at me.
Well,
this
narcissist turned 103 yesterday. I mean, on Sunday. Excuse me.
Damn.
And that's fine. 103 is very old, and I'm thrilled for her to be that old. But the thing that I loved is in this interview with the Chicago Sun-Times, she was asked, like, kind of what she had planned for the day. And she says, oh, I sleep well. And then it says she'll rise at 5 a.m. as she does every day for a morning meditation, the Eucharist. I don't know what that is. I assume that's religious.
Yeah.
Church stuff.
Okay. Breakfast, a bacon, pork, sausage, or perhaps a pastry. Quote, at this age, what difference does it make what I eat?
Wow. Fair enough. Man.
I also subscribe
I'll take it.
To that.
I'll yeah, take what, 103 if it's like that. I'll take
what
it.
What age do you get to go with that theory? Because I feel like it's not 103. It's much sooner.
In America, it's 9. 9 years old.
Yeah.
Is where you start with that.
18.
It just never ends.
College dorms.
Yeah, like. It's the thing is, she's 103, but she's 103 and she's still like all here. That's a good 103. And she's eating pork every day, which maybe that's the secret. I don't eat pork. So, I wonder if I need
that's
to switch
your
that
takeaway?
Up again.
I was leaning more toward the pastries.
Pork? Oh, perhaps. Perhaps a pastry. What difference does it make what I eat? Clearly, it makes a huge difference because you're 103 and still killing it. So, that's not a good choice of words there. I'm sorry.
Did you? Yeah.
I didn't even.
Oh, no,
it.
Please. Let's continue on the 103-year-old lady who isn't dead. Let's go more on her. I like to really stretch the limits of what the audience is expecting from this show on The Athletic.
Absolutely nothing. Nothing. They're expecting zero. I'm just happy anyone's listening. Thank you to you. To you all.
Bob. Your dad.
Here's a sports story, kind of.
This is from Q. We have to say this.
Oh,
this is a Q.
No, this is a good one.
This
well, the video
is Q.
Yeah.
I want to say that Q is constantly fighting for more fighting
yeah.
in the show.
He likes it.
And here
Wait,
we go.
And this
but
was a
reason,
big fight.
The reason it's good to know that this is a Q-inspired question is because we have talked in the past about how there are Quincy-branded questions and they should be read word for word because there's
right.
intent in this wording. So here goes.
All right, I'm ready.
Kamaru Usman was viciously knocked out with a roundhouse to the face. So do roundhouses to the face still remind you of Step Brothers?
Hold on. You didn't read that word for word.
I barely cleaned it. I just changed one verb tense.
The classic film
is Step Brothers.
Okay, I did strip this phrase, yeah. classic film.
How dare you strip the classic film part of that question?
Oh, like, that was too much editorializing. Sorry.
Wow, that's what he got out of that video. That's actually really
That's
brilliant.
What he took away from
Yeah, that's
Usman knockout.
Roundhouse to the face. Yeah, no, I don't think it reminds me of Step Brothers anymore. Oh my God. What did it stop though?
It didn't remind me of Step Brothers either.
No.
And as I was reading the question, I thought it was gonna build to some sort of Cobra Kai thing for you.
Yeah.
But
because
no,
that's where you could see it going. By the way, it was a hell of a knockout for a guy that was about to lose the fight and had 1 minute left. Like, it's a pretty remarkable piece of video. I'll take it. It was a weird night because wasn't that Luke Rockhold was like smeared blood all over his face and smearing it on his opponent. Like,
yes.
Some gross. Real weird Lord of the Fly stuff going on in there.
Luke Rockhold, who is a legitimate male model.
Yeah, he is very pretty.
Was in the Ground and Pound and was smearing his own eyebrow blood into the face of his competitor. It's
very weird, like warrior. I don't know what that is.
Effective.
It's primitive.
I don't like
man. Effective, was it? And then he retired. Like, he's done now.
I think he's probably done that a few times. These guys like to retire and come back.
Well, it's smart. You see if you can get any more money. Yeah, they should.
If I were him and I had a face like that, I would get out of the fight game. I would get to some other stuff.
And do what? Cure cancer? I mean, what's he going to do?
No, model.
Yeah, man.
How much do you think male models make?
I mean, if Luke Rockhold's
willing... Now that I'm saying this, I couldn't even name one.
Thank you.
Like an actual famous male model.
A la Tommy Lee, then I don't care.
No.
Figure it out. And I don't even want to see that, technically. But yeah, no, he used to date Demi Lovato. What else you got?
I don't know what else we got. Where have we gone?
What do you mean? We got...
Oh, this one? Okay, I will read this. Gabe, you sent this to me, and I...
I don't...
It's because I was hoping you'd research it. I don't understand.
I went into quite a deep hole about this.
You
but
did?
Gabe, I think the thing we need to focus on here is that Gabe sometimes sends me these things for our show with no context, but they're from their tweets. Which makes me think, what is your feed that this is the type of shit that you get? Okay, here's what it is.
That's a great question.
In Nature News, we have found out that zombie bugs exist.
Yeah.
There should be a Nature News hit.
There's mind-controlling fungi that lead insects to spread the spores of the fungi and infect more insects in order to survive.
Fun but they're undead insects. You have to see this video. It's a hollowed out beetle. It has no body left.
Kind of like me.
Eaten.
Let me see.
So, yeah.
So it's not dead, but it's dead?
It's like limbs are moving, but it's dead.
That's right. Like the...
Oh my God!
Yes.
Yeah.
Yes.
Oh no! Unacceptable.
Yeah. But
does this
bastard
know he's dead?
This happens. Okay, this is the rabbit hole I went down was that this happens in a lot of species with a lot of different types of fungi. There's like the end, the fungi will like make, there was an ant one that they basically make ants climb up to trees because they want to drop their spores on the tree. And then they just have the ants at the top. And then the ants basically just commit suicide because they're controlled by the fungi and the fungi just keeps them up there with no food. And then they die.
This is not right. Why would aliens do this to insects? Like, why would you give them this shitty ass life?
Could
have given it to any of the animals and they gave it to them?
I guess.
I don't like it.
It did remind me of one of my favorite quotes, though, which is that living people eat dead mushrooms and living mushrooms eat dead people.
Uh-huh. Oh. Who is that?
It reminded
Dr. Seuss?
Me of the movie Weekend at Bernie's.
Dr. Seuss. If you met an untimely demise, Gabe, would you want us to Weekend at Bernie's you?
Yes.
God, yes. Okay.
All right.
Who would say no to that?
Best Halloween costume of my life, Weekend at Bernie's.
Like, oh, really?
Yeah.
Okay.
It's awesome.
Okay.
Get as drunk as you want. It doesn't matter. You're in costume.
It's actually a great point. The drunker you get, the more realistic the costume
becomes.
Better
your performance.
Yeah, it's actually smart. It's not a bad idea. I might consider that. Yeah, I don't imagine anyone in the world would say no to being Weekend at Bernie's. Just can't. There's no reason to say no to that.
I mean, I think there's a lot of people who would, but maybe not that woman who's 103 and doesn't give a crap anymore. I think she'd let
she
us weekend
is
at Bernie's
weekend.
Car out.
She is.
She could have been doing it the whole time.
Year-long vacation at Bernie's.
Think about it. 20 years ago, she was 83, which is already old. That's 20 years ago.
Do you think she would like to go to Zac Brown Band, the 80s concert, or Coldplay?
80s, because the 80s was her peak. She probably, she might have been one of those ladies in the crowd. I don't know when she became a sister.
That's true.
She could have got a late calling. I have no idea. Somebody find out. This is probably sacrilegious or something. I have no idea how that works. Okay, we're going to take a quick break. And we'll come back and we'll wrap things up. Thank you.
Looking for an assist with your credit card but can't get a hold of anyone? Luckily, with 24/7 US-based live customer service from Discover, everyone has the option to talk to a real person anytime, day or night. Yep, you heard that right. You can talk to a real human in customer service at any time. Sounds like a real game changer if you ask us. Make the right call and get the service you deserve with Discover. Limitations apply. See terms at discover.com/creditcard.
This episode is brought to you by Michelob Ultra, the official beer sponsor of the NBA. Want to get closer to the game than ever before? Michelob Ultra Courtside is giving fans the chance to win exclusive NBA prizes and experiences like official gear, courtside seats to an NBA game, and more. Head over to MichelobUltra.com/courtside to learn more.
In for a penny, in for a pound. It's always been a weird phrase. I know we've got some interaction with listener watcher folks.
Interaction with listener watcher folks.
That's a good segment.
Here we go. Guys, can we talk about that Jose Canseco doing crazy shit reality TV show again? Does anyone have anything to say to that? Call it No Way Jose. Listener, I'm going to veto that. I like where you're going, but it needs work.
We'll workshop it.
This person also gives a suggestion. Gabe, when you were out last week, we made a call out for Beatles fantasy football team names.
Yeah.
So we got Beatle Beatdown.
I don't hate it.
This person.
But I do think it's making promises I'm not going to keep is the only problem with that title.
It does set you up.
I won't beat anyone.
Yeah.
I'm just trying to finish. That's
I'm sorry to derail you, Paige, but that's what the whole show has been. The
great point.
Beatle, help me out here. Didn't you and I feel like I'm having a flashback here. I think we had a segment where we called it like Beatles Bum Rush or something. I don't know if that's like not a fair term anymore or something. But
who knows?
And I remember distinctly, this is back in the day when I would like shoot videos with like a flip cam and we didn't have much of a plan. I remember all we agreed was no one's going to know we're coming and we're just going to surprise people around the campus in Bristol. And we kicked down Matthew Perry's door.
Yes, I do remember that.
Hurry up! Tell the running back I can get in the like seventh round. Is that am I remembering this correctly?
Yeah, and then we had like a phrase like you just got bum like whatever it was. And then we just like we carry on with our day. But I don't even understand what the point was. Like it wasn't like we were like ask a trivia question. It was like there was literally no point.
I think the video exists of Matthew Berry like typing at a standing desk. And you literally kicking open his door.
Oh, those were the good old days. You think they're having fun like that anymore there?
I don't think that's sad. Happening.
That's sad. That bums me out. All right. What else? Oh, wait, I got this one. Hey, Beetle Bunch. That's cute. A few months ago, I saw a car with the license plate Lions 016. At the time, I thought, there goes a bitter fan. Now I think, this guy lost his fantasy league. That would hurt. Best wishes. Best wishes? Best wishes, Hugh in Windsor. Oh, Canadian. It's probably Jerome. That's a good, if you lost a fantasy league, that's actually a really good one.
I like that.
I hope that's what it is. Windsor being just across the border from Detroit, of course.
We knew that. That's a callback joke, I think. Not only for Jerome, but also for Quincy. Likes to probably shoot across the border every now and then, find the casinos over there.
Last one.
You know, between Michelle's Celebrity Jeopardy-worthy Sean Connery impersonation and the Chevy Chase-esque KD is still Annette, Francisco Franco is still dead.
That's from
the
SNL.
Show has had a bit of an SNL vibe lately. Turning that into a question, who do you think should and or will be the next pro athlete to host SNL?
Wow. God, that's a good one, KD. And Tom Brady together.
That's how he meets Pete Davidson before they start dating.
Maybe it'll be part of Deshaun Watson's rehabilitation to his personality.
I would like to see Anthony Edwards.
Oh, he could definitely do it. Yeah. But see, here's the problem. We already know he could do it. Do we want to try someone that we don't know if they could do it?
Oh.
Because Anthony Edwards would kill it. Boban would kill it for sure. Yeah. I could see that. God, can you imagine having to write sketches for Boban and then have costume changes so fast? That's amazing. Yeah, trying to think.
I mean, the easy, obvious, I'm sure it's already even like been half discussed, would be Gronk. Like, that seems like something everyone would sign up for. He'd have to.
It would be so bad.
Can he read off a teleprompter?
No, he'll just make it up.
Yeah, I think he could do it. They would just write sketches that work for him.
That's true, too.
Like, you know.
I know. I feel like, I'm going to say something here. But
I'm just thinking the monologue, though. I would be worried.
I feel like there's a real opportunity here, because there are some of these WNBA women who are actually kind of hilarious that I've,
yes,
through Instagram.
Great call.
And I think they could also do sort of a mocking of the fact that they're WNBA people and that people aren't watching. And like, you could play off that a bunch of times and then show awesome how hilarious and fun and wonderful they are. So I think that there's something there. You could do something with that, but I don't know what. I'm not smart enough to figure it out past that.
Along those lines, any of the better known women off our last World Cup team would be tremendous.
Yep.
A few of them are hilarious and brilliant and would, and certainly can perform. So
I wonder if their people, like their teams, kind of push for those types of things. You just got to get one person to buy in to take a chance and do it. Even if you brought them in to do like a couple skits and then whatever, go from there and figure it out.
We can
update. It would be really good. Yeah, exactly. Because there have been some, like, I thought Derek Jeter's episode was pleasantly humorous at times. Like when they played the players' girlfriends in the stands, I thought that was actually pretty funny. So yeah, some people have surprised us. And we all know Derek Jeter, like on his own, is
not funny is not a word you would use.
Not at all. No. So yeah, I'm in on this. Make it happen. Paige, you're in New York. You're the closest. Go over the 30 Rock.
I'll get Lauren on the phone.
Yeah. I mean, what else is he doing? Good Lord. No Pete Davidson this year. No anything. God, that's going to do it for us. We're going to take your voicemails and your texts. And your pictures.
What's the number, Beetle?
It's 631-397-0403.
Nice.
I know. So, reach out. Tell us what you want to hear. What is it? It's August. It's almost September. You better hurry. We'll see you soon.
As you've probably heard by now, we've teamed up with BetMGM this season. We'll be using BetMGM lines to make all of our picks, and we'll have special offers for our listeners each week. If you haven't signed up for BetMGM yet, use bonus code THEATHLETIC, and you'll get a one-year subscription to The Athletic, plus up to a $1,500 first bet offer on your first wager with BetMGM. Here's how it works. Download the BetMGM app and sign up using bonus code THEATHLETIC. Make your first deposit of at least $10. Place your first bet on any game and claim your voucher for a one-year subscription to The Athletic. See BetMGM.com for terms. U.S. promotional offers not available in D.C., Mississippi, New York, Nevada, Ontario, or Puerto Rico. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. Available in the U.S. Call 877-8-HOPE-NY or text HOPE-NY 467-369 in New York. Call 1-800-NEXT-STEP in Arizona. 1-800-327-5050 in Massachusetts. 1-800-BETS-OFF in Iowa. 1-800-270-7117 for confidential help in Michigan. 1-800-981-0023 in Puerto Rico. First bet offer for new customers only in partnership with Kansas Crossing Casino and Hotel. Don't forget, if you haven't signed up for BetMGM yet, use bonus code THEATHLETIC and you'll get a one-year subscription to The Athletic, plus up to a $1,500 first bet offer on your first wager.